Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is he for you?
Yes.
Or if you went out and got a new car, does the Lord get a scowl look on his face?
No.
As we'd say down here in the South, is he again it? People don't believe he's fur it. They believe he's again. You fur or again? The people that they do not believe the Lord would be for you having a new car. They just don't believe it. They believe if you were really sanctified Christian, if you got a hold of any extra money, you'd give it to the poor. If you were sanctified, because that's what Jesus did, they said, and you should follow Jesus. That is not true. It's not true. It's not Bible. People have invented stuff in their minds about what Jesus said and taught and what he did. Helping the poor was not the main thing Jesus did. Oh. It wasn't. The main thing he did was teach and preach and heal.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
That's the main things he did. Now, they did do some things for the poor. They did give to the poor because they had enough to do that. Come on, are you with me? There's a whole lot of things could be said about that, but I'm just saying, the further we go, I believe you'll see what we talked about in the beginning. The enemy is continually trying to convince you God's against you in some very subtle, crafty ways. God's not happy with you. You got that nice ring? God frowned when you got that nice ring. That nice clothes, that nice dress, that nice house. How big? How many bedrooms? Whether it's said or not, the implication is he's not for that. He's not for that. Where did that come from, though, that he's not for that? Charge them that are rich in this world. Not to get rid of the riches, not to be high-minded, not to trust in the uncertain riches, but put your faith in God. Trust in the living God. Who what? Who what? Who what? Gives us richly. Now, that's the word rich with a lee on it. God, don't trust in the riches, but trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Are you believing God with me? I want us to knock this holy cow in the head. I want us to knock her down and run over and back up over again and run over again until she quits mooing. You know what holy cow I'm talking about? This ungodly, contrary to Scripture idea that God is displeased if you don't live in virtual poverty and give every extra dime you could get your hands on to the poor. Did you know the Bible says it's possible to give everything you've got to the poor and it mean nothing?
Yes.
Mean nothing? 1 Corinthians 13. Is it true?
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful thing to help somebody that's in need. It's a wonderful thing. But God never intended for you to be anybody's source. And why do you owe them? Because they have less than you. Well, I heard the cow moo right then. I heard, did you hear? And why are the poor more important than the gospel? They weren't to Jesus. That's not his priority. That's not how he did it. Don't let unbelievers tell you who Jesus is.
That's right.
Don't let them tell you, people that never even opened a Bible, tell you what Jesus taught. Don't let them tell you that. People say, well, churches like us, well, you know, instead of spending all that money on them buildings and TV and airplanes and, oh, you could have done this. If we preached what you said, there wouldn't be a church. This church would never have existed.
That's right.
It's wrong on so many levels. Now, it's wrong to be covetous. It's wrong to be money hungry. Have money on your mind all the time. And all you think about is things and money. That's wrong. Do you believe what Brother Hagin said the Lord told him? He said, if you learn how to be led by my Spirit, I'll make you rich. Rich is a relative thing. It's not about a dollar amount in an account. All of us need different things. But rich is more than enough. Way more than enough for everything you got going on and everything you need to do. Abundance. Abundance. Is God the God of abundance? Then let's quit believing this junk about poverty pleasing Him. Poverty is a curse. God is actually against poverty. Not the poor, but the poverty. He's against sickness. Not the sick, but the sickness. He is against sin. Not the sinner, the sin. You want to be against what he's against.
That's right.
And you want to be for? What he's for?
Amen. That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, he's for you.
Yes.
You ought to be for you too.
Yes.
And he's for your neighbor. Are you for them?
Yes, sir.
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. He will give you things that serve no purpose except you enjoys it. Yeah. He'll give you things. Oh, God's not. God's not for us. People that talk like that, they don't know Him. I said, they don't know Him. All you got to do is think about parents and children. Do parents care about things that their children enjoy? Even things that would be considered frivolous. Little dolls, little trucks, little playhouses, little easy bake ovens. How's that going to help the kingdom? And so you got parents that think they're spiritual and they deny their children. They deny them and deprive them all kind of natural things, teaching them that that's what it means to be spiritual. And the truth is, they don't even know Him. They don't know Him. They don't know who He is. Because He'll give you little pretties. Little happies,
yes.
And little pretties that serve no purpose in the world except it blessed Him when He saw that big smile on your face, just like it did you when you saw that with your grandkids or with your children. Come on, can you see this?
Yes, sir.
Is God real or not? Is He a parent or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Is He for that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yes, He is. Now, He's not for anything that's going to hurt you.
No. Mm,
that's
And that's another message. He's not for anything that's going to take you away from Him, which is going to hurt you. But anything that's good for you, anything that'll help you, anything that's good, clean, fun, He's for it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Trust in the living God who does what? Say it out loud. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Now go back to Romans 8 and I believe you'll get more out of this. He was talking about God being for us. Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, and His whole case here is that He is, then who can, we'd say successfully, be against us? That's a question He's asking. And next verse is verse 32. What does it say? He hadn't changed subjects. This all flows together. He that spared not His Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Anybody remember Romans 6? It said the Gentiles seek after all these things, talking about clothing and housing and food and what we'd call the natural necessities and desires of life. He said, your Father knows you have need of these things.
Yes.
You got people turn around and say, well, God knows I may not need these things. No, the Bible said God knows you do need them. He's for you having what you need. And if God spared not His Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him giving us Him, will He not also freely give us all things? When people choke over a car, over a house, a boat, a plane, a train, a quarter acre lot or 1,000 acres, they don't realize what God has already given us. If you choke over, I don't know if God would want me to have this or not, the most expensive thing on the planet doesn't compare to what He has given us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.